Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Lumalabas sa pag-aaral na taon-taon, isa sa bawat limang Australians ay nakakaranas ng mental health issues. At tinatayang 45% sa mga ito ay minsan sa kanilang buhay, posibleng makakaranas ng problema sa pag-iisip. Ayon sa isang psychologist at professor ng psychology sa Macquarie University na si Maria Cangas, kadalasan sa mental health disorder na nararanasan ng mga tao sa buong mundo ay ang depresyon at pagkabalisa.
With depression, the warning signs is no longer finding pleasure in activities people have previously enjoyed doing, including their hobbies, no longer looking forward to socializing with people, although in the era of COVID that has become a little bit difficult as well because of restrictions. Noticing changes in sleep patterns, in concentration, finding oneself more irritable, more upset, more defensive, more sensitive to comments by others. Maybe easily teary. There can be a whole constellation of symptoms and it doesn't mean you have to have all of them.
Dagdag pa ni Dr. Cangas, karaniwang tugo nilang may problema sa depresyon at pagkabalisa ay lumalayo o umiiwas.
With anxiety, it's fear-related. It is fear of how people are going to look upon them. If it's social anxiety, fear of being negatively evaluated or criticized by others, fearful of what people will think of them. That's for social. With generalized anxiety, it's fearing catastrophes of future things going wrong, fearing about things going wrong with the family, with their jobs, with the world. But it's an exaggerated fear. It's heightened. It's far bigger than what, say, an average person is fearful about.
Halimbawa ngayong panahon ng pandemya, marami ang takot sa virus, pero hindi nangangahulugan na lahat ng takot ay may mental health disorder. Malalaman silang may disorder dahil hindi na nila kayang makontrol ang kanilang takot. Silang may depresyon at balisa ay kadalasan bugnutin, irritable o madaling magalit at hindi kayang kontrolin ang pag-uugali o nararamdaman.
You can have irritability both for depression and anxiety, then can have the impulse control disorders where people are struggling with anger management issues. And that then leads to relationship problems both in the home, interpersonally, socially, and in the workplace, and then in the broader community. And that becomes problematic because people find themselves in big trouble and it could escalate to legal problems as well as threat of losing jobs if you really are quite aggressive.
Nariyan din ang impulse control disorder. Ito ay isang kondisyon kung saan ang isang tao ay nahihirapang kontrolin ang sariling emosyon o pag-uugali. Ang pangit sa ganitong disorder dahil kadalasan nagiging sanhi ito para makasakit ng ibang tao o nagdudulot ng gulo. Ang pagkakaroon ng impulse control disorder ay napapakita din sa pamamagitan ng addictive disorder, gaya ng pagbibisyo tulad ng sugal, pag-inom o kaya sa droga. At ang pinakamasakla pa dito, silang mga malapit sa may mental health disorder ay hindi namamalayan ang sintomas ng naturang kondisyon.
It's a build-up and that's when people can really explode. And sometimes people's partners or family members or relatives may think, where has that come from? Not recognizing that this person hasn't been coping for quite some time. It's a build-up of tension. And then that's it, or someone just loses it. So it's not out of the blue, it's a build-up of factors.
Kaya payo ni Harry Minas na nagtatrabaho sa isang clinical psychiatrist sa mahabang panahon at kasalukuyang pinuno ng Global and Cultural Mental Health Unit sa University of Melbourne. Kapag may namamalayang kakaiba sa isang taong malapit sa iyo, huwag itong ibaliwala.
Those who are most likely to notice those changes is those who are closest to the persons. They should pay closer attention. But also engage with the person and ask them to talk about what's happening. It's also very important to create a situation where the person feels comfortable to actually talk about what's happening to them and to feel that they're not going to be either judged harshly or ridiculed or in some other way what they're experiencing is dismissed.
Bilang advisor sa Commonwealth para nilang may problema na refugees at asylum seekers, sabi ni Professor Minas, marami sa mga galing ibang bansa na nandito na sa Australia ang binabaliwala ang sintomas ng pagkakaroon ng problema sa kalusugan ng pag-iisip, dahil sa kakulangan ng kaalaman at ayaw nilang mapahiya sa pagkakaroon ng mental disorder.
Even if it's very clear to everybody that somebody has a mental illness, those people may be kind of kept at home. Families might reduce their contact with their community because they're ashamed, and they might actually resist seeking professional help for the person with a mental illness.
Kung hindi kayang makipag-usap sa GP, ayon sa lead clinical advisor na si Dr. Grant Blansky, maraming mahinga ng saklolo gaya ng Beyond Blue. Sabi nito, pwedeng subukan ng online quiz sa website nito para malaman kung may mental health issues ang isang tao. Madali lang ang tinatawag na K-10 quiz. Dahil matapos sagutin ang 10 tanong, agad makuha ang resulta kung dapat bang ikabahala ang resulta o hindi.
Often, if you just have a mild result or your result comes back in the average range, there might be nothing to do, but we're also always encouraging people to look after their mental health, especially during this COVID pandemic time. So keep up regular exercise, make sure that you're keeping up a bit of routine at home, getting enough sleep, not having too much alcohol.
Kapag ang resulta ay moderate, dapat tumawag sa Beyond Blue Helpline. Pero kapag severe, dapat talagang kumonsulta sa GP o doktor.
In many countries, the family doctor, the GP, is not someone you would naturally think of as a good point of contact for a mental health issue. A lot of cultures think, GP is just for blood pressure, physical problems. But in Australia, our GPs are quite an important part of our mental health workforce. And in fact, they can undertake what's called a GP mental health plan. With this, it means that you get Medicare funding to see a specialist psychologist.
Maliban sa Beyond Blue, nariyan din ang Embrace Multicultural Mental Health. Ayon sa project manager na si Ruth Dash, nakatuon sila sa pagbibigay ng suporta para sa mental health at suicide prevention nilang mga kabilang sa culturally and linguistically diverse communities dito sa Australia.
On our website, we have multilingual fact sheets which provide information in lots of different languages about different mental health issues and different mental health problems, but also information about where you can go to get some help. We also have some videos there from people with lived experience talking about their own stories of mental illness and what it's been like for them.
Para sa mga nangangailangan ng tulong at suporta tungkol sa mental health, tumawag sa Lifeline sa 131114 o sa Beyond Blue sa 1-300-224-636. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Ziara Pazano na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako, Sheila Joy Labrador, para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Narito kami para sa inyo upang maging at home kayo, kahit pagaano kayo kalayo sa inyong mahal sa buhay. Tumawag sa 0398621273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover ngayon.